Thank you for listening. This is Conversations. I'm Melissa Montana. One of my favorite subjects, talking about the Word of God and getting it in someone's hands that doesn't have the opportunity that we have to get the Bible, the Word of God, in their life and in their hearts. So that's why we're working with our friends once again at Bible League, and we're collecting Bibles for Africa. And my dear friend Michael Woolworth, who is a voice with Bible League and also my friend and our friend, he's going to tell us more. And Michael, thanks so much for joining us, and this is fun to partner together.
Well, your listeners have been incredibly kind to us. I can remember a couple of kids listening to our previous campaign, and you know, they put together a lemonade stand. They said, "We got to do something." And so, Melissa, it was such a joy to present. I think they funded 10 Bibles, and to let those 10 kids in Africa know, hey, here's your Bibles because of the Star 88.3 listening family. And so we're back focused on Africa right now. Why? This is the part of the world where Christianity is growing in the greatest numbers.
Okay.
Number three is Latin America. Number two is the region of Asia. Number one is the continent of Africa.
Wow.
Melissa, that is fantastic because of why? What has characterized this part of the world for many, many years? It's what? It's pagan practices, witchcraft.
Yes.
The growing influence of radicalized Islam. You would think that Christianity has no chance here, but the reality is this is where it's happening most. Let me just mention three people that are praying for Bibles right now.
Okay.
Kofi's 50 years old. He's in Ghana. He lost 23 family members to the country's civil war. You might remember that in the 90s, but he's a day laborer. He works at a cocoa plantation. He was invited by a friend who is a believer to come hear about Jesus. He's now a believer praying for a Bible. Mabel's in her 20s. She's a former animist near Nairobi, Kenya. Believe there were spirits and places and things. An animist basically worships everything except the true and living God. But I can tell you, a pastor in her small village invited her to come learn about Jesus. Today, Mabel is a Christian. She's praying for a Bible. And then one more.
Okay.
Jeremiah is a store owner selling dry goods and herbs in Maputo, Mozambique, just off the Indian Ocean. He's also a deacon in his local church. But Melissa, he was leading a Bible study with 20 Sunni Muslims. They've all said, what?
Oh,
we want to follow Jesus. They
come
need
on.
Bibles there
Woo.
In Mozambique. And so, you know, that's why we've come together as two ministries to say, you know what?
Hmm.
We can't solve this for the millions that go without Bibles on the continent of Africa, but can we do it for about 2,400, maybe a little bit more than that?
Yes.
And Melissa, I can tell you just from working with you all in the past, if there's a group that can get us across the finish line, it is the Star 88.3 listening family.
Oh, Michael, you were so good at that. You've done this a few times, and that is so exciting to hear the stories of real people that say a Bible made all the difference in their life. People want to know about Jesus. They want to learn about him, and then they come to Jesus. Mm-hmm. Their life has changed, but they need the Word of God to walk with them. I mean, we all need it. I need it every day, right? So we want to make sure that people have it that don't have that opportunity and in their language. So that's why Africa was chosen this year. Michael just shared that with you. Would you help us? Would you do the same thing? Get on the website, star883.com. Click on the Bible League link and you can go right there. Or there's also an 800 number. And Michael, what is that 800 number?
Well, it's staff 24/7. It's a 2-minute call. We get you on, get you off quickly. It's 800 Yes Word, 800 YESWORD. That's 800 Yes Word. And again, we'd love to take your call and get these Bibles on their way.
Yes, to Africa. Michael, we love you guys. We're going to keep working with you. Anything you need to know about Bibles for Africa is on my Conversations link. Also, you can hear this interview back or share it with someone, maybe to get your small group together or your family to say, we want to buy a bunch of Bibles. Star883.com. Just click on Conversations.